Hollywood Teletape Production presents Hunter Hancock, Southern California's greatest blues and rhythm disc jockey, and his terrific transcribed program, Huntin' with Hunter. And now, here he is, the one, the only, Hunter Hancock.
Hello, everyone. This is Hunter Hancock, old H.H., speaking to you direct from Hollywood. I know we'll find some favorites of yours as we hunt through my record rack today, because it holds the latest and greatest records, which run the musical gamut from bebop to ballads. Swing to sweet. And blues to boogie. Featuring some of the greatest and most popular Negro musicians, singers, and entertainers in the world. Well, let's go hunt with Hunter now, as we hunt around for some fine discs in my record rack, and come up first with a flying saucer by the man who's had such great hits lately as Sleep and Always and September in the Rain and lots more. I mean, Earl Bostic. And here it is, Flamingo. Quit singing now. Singing? That was Earl Bostic's fine band and that great record that's sweeping the nation. How can a record sweep anything? Well, anyway, that was Flamingo by Earl Bostic. Let's hope that Earl and the fellows who were with him recovered rapidly from their recent accident so that they can keep those great records coming. And next on Huntin' with Hunter, our disc of the day, a brand new recording which gives every indication of being a future bestseller, the manufacturer hopes. It's a sad-sounding record. I don't mean sad musically. I mean it just makes me feel so sad because Tommy Brown just weeps and cries so hard and the Griffin Brothers play such soulful sad music that it just makes me want to cry too. And here it is, our disc of the day, weeping and crying. I'm crying so hard. Well, when I woke up this morning, I was in my bed alone. I cried, Lord, have mercy. I can't go on this way. Well, I can't go on this way. I just want to cry, sure. That Tommy Brown weeps and cries so with the Griffin Brothers on that disc. Does anybody have a Kleenex handy? These tears are just drowning me. That was Weeping and Crying, sung by Tommy Brown with the Griffin Brothers Band. Our disc of the day, a brand new record which gives every indication of becoming a future bestseller. Tomorrow, Hunting with Hunter will bring you another disc of the day. This past year has seen a tremendous amount of popularity given to singing groups such as the one on our next platter. So let's listen now to the Clovers, several young fellows who've learned about women early in life, who have discovered that women will make of you a fool, fool, fool. Fine record of fool, fool, fool. You know, it's a fact. It's fine to feel foolish if a female is filling you with a foolish feeling you feel about the female. You fool, fool, fool. But dig, Dad, old H.H. the Fool says it's real cool to feel a fool and want to drool about a female fool. Oh, wait a minute. Girls, I was only kidding. There's no such thing as a female fool. Only us men are fools. But it's sure fun.
Been looking for you, Daddy. I just found you in time. You hit some out the woman and you swore that you were mine. What's the matter, Daddy? Don't
Cockneretna, Cockneretna. That's Hunter Hancock spelled backwards. Cockneretna. Those are the magic words. The magic words that are now making our record come to life. It's changing into a human being, and it's Johnny Otis.
Welcome to Hunting with Hunter, Johnny Otis.
Thank you, Hunter.
The one and only. Johnny has been a very dear friend of mine for a long, long time. In fact, it was about 3 years ago, wasn't it, Johnny?
That's right, back in the old barrel house days.
Yeah, down in South Hollywood. Johnny, tell us just a little bit about you. I know you had a big band one time a few years ago, the time when you made Harlem Nocturne with Renee Block on alto. Was that your first experience with a band?
Yeah, with a big band, definitely.
Running your own, that is.
Yeah.
And after that, you went into the Barrel House for a while. We had those fine talent shows down there. Tell us a little story about how you found Little Esther and Mel Walker, because I know, being the two mainstays of the band, a lot of people perhaps would like to know a little bit about that and the fact that Little Esther is quite young.
Well, if I'm going to start from that period in my career, I'm going to have to talk about us, because you were very much a part of that.
Well, I was there.
Well, you were really there. In fact, I'd like to mention that we had amateur shows there.
Hunter Hancock
and myself, yeah. And if you remember, Hunter, one night a little girl came in and claimed she could sing. She wanted to be on the talent show.
We didn't believe it.
We didn't believe it, but we believe it now.
Yeah, absolutely.
She turned out to be Little Esther. Probably someone has heard of her by now.
I think so.
And about 2 weeks later, a little fellow walked in and claimed he could sing. We didn't believe him either.
Yeah, but by that time, we were beginning to wonder about
this. Yeah, yeah. we had softened up a little bit. His name was Mel Walker. And by then, we weren't such doubting Thomases. And when Red Light walked up and said he could sing, we believed him.
Yeah, and believe it or not, he does a little bit.
Yeah, he can sing a little bit, I think.
Well, he is a great showman. Johnny, you've had a wonderful success with your band, and I think a lot of it is due largely to the fact that you are a very good leader and seem to have the faculty of picking records or songs for records that the average public does like. Now, I know you've just made a recent major change from Savoy Records, but I think I'll let you tell the listeners to what company you have made the change.
Well, we're very fortunate to be on Mercury Records.
Well, that is one of the fine labels in the country. I know you've had a recording session in the offing now for some time. What can you tell us a little bit about some of the sides that you're going to cut, or
well,
at least
Hunter,
one of them?
One side especially I'd like to mention. It's a thing we just did. It'll be out about the first of the year, entitled Ooby-Doo.
And just tell me, what does Ooby-Doo mean?
Well, Hunter, it means nothing.
Got him on the spot now.
Yeah, that you really got me on the spot now. It doesn't mean anything, really. It's one of those little deals that means everything and nothing. You know?
Uh-huh. So you hope it means everything.
Yeah, it's Ooby-Doo, and in the song it becomes Ooby-Dooby-Doo and Ooby-Dooby-Dooby-Doo.
Why not Ooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Doo?
Yes, and spelled backwards.
Dooby dooby doo.
There you go.
Johnny, it's been wonderful having you on the show today. And remember this. When you make your next national tour, you just let me know, and we'll spread the word all over the country that Johnny Otis is coming to town.
And I got news for you. Maybe Hunter Hancock will be with me.
Well, we might look into that. Johnny, one more little thing. You know, the record that perhaps did more than anything to start you on the road to fame was the one that was sung by Little Esther and the group at that time known as the Robins, right?
Right.
Shall we play it?
Okay, Hunter.
Here it is, Double Crossing Blues.
Been looking for you, Daddy. I've just found you in town. You hit some other woman and you swore that you were mine. What's the matter, Daddy? Don't my kisses satisfy?
How come you ain't out in the forest?
I'm a lady.
She got lady bears out there.
Oh, baby, I can't use you anymore.
Well, if you can't use me, mama, don't let nobody come out that back door.
That was the record that did more than anything else to make Johnny Otis and Little Esther the top blues attraction of 1950. The Lady Bear song, Double Crossin' Blues. Remember, just as soon as it's off the presses, we'll be bringing you Johnny's new one on Mercury label, Ooby-Doo. Friends, each day we bring you the spinner winner of the week. A record which is enjoying top popularity all over the nation. It's hot in New York, hot in Chicago, hot, in St. Louis, New Orleans, Dallas, Los Angeles, hot right here in your own city. The spinner winner of the week. Tab Smith's great record, Because of You.
Thank you. You just heard the Spinner Winner of the Week, a record which is enjoying top popularity throughout the nation, as indicated in the surveys conducted by Billboard and Cashbox magazines and reports from record dealers in every major city, including your own. The Spinner Winner of the Week, Tab Smith's great record, Because of You. Friends, many times in the future, you're going to hear, as you will hear now, a platter preview. Generally, many days, weeks, or even months elapse between the recording of a record and the time it's released for sale nationally. This program, Huntin' with Hunter, has been fortunate in securing the cooperation of record companies and artists all over the nation, enabling us to bring you, in advance of its national release, the preview of a new record. So today, it is my honor and privilege to introduce, for the very first time in the city, a record which is soon to go on sale. It's played by Roy Milton, Solid Cinders, and Roy himself takes the vocal. Our platter preview... Thelma Lou! Just heard for the first time in the city our platter preview, Thelma Lou with Roy Milton and his Solid Cinders. If Thelma Lou is as fine as Roy says, all those other chicks better watch out.
Guess I'll have to have a little talk with Roy.
Maybe I can get Thelma Lou's phone number.
I hope my wife ain't listening.
Boing. That was our platter preview, Thelma Lou, Roy Milton's band. We're grateful to the record manufacturers and artists all over the country who are cooperating with this program, Huntin' with Hunter, in order for us to bring you these platter previews in advance of their national release. Old H.H. will keep hunting for these platter previews for you, so be sure to keep listening, if you can stand it, to Huntin' with Hunter for your preview of the greatest new blues and rhythm records. And here is our blues bonus for the day, a record which currently is enjoying great popularity. It's sung for us by the Howlin' Wolf, who took his lessons in how to howl from the old master of howling, H.H. himself. See what I mean? That's a howl of a wolf. And here is the Howling Wolf singing, How Many More Years?
Get them all.
was our blues bonus for the day. A fine blues record. How many more years? A bonus bit of entertainment by that howling man who calls himself the Howling Wolf. And now, here's that fine disc by Peppermint Harris that was such a sensation a few weeks ago. I just bet it wasn't peppermint juice that inspired him to sing, I Got Loaded.
If you dropped into a tavern, saw some friends of mine, party was getting underway, and juice was really flying, and I got loaded. I got loaded. Ooh, I sure got it. If you see my baby, tell her this from me. I didn't mean to stay so long, but the juice down there was free, and I got loaded.
I got loaded.
I got loaded. Oh, I sure got high.
I got loaded.
That was Peppermint Harris and that great record of his. I got loaded. Friends, I certainly hope you've enjoyed hunting with Hunter today. I know I've enjoyed spinning the discs for you, but it's time to hang up the old blunderbuss for now. Remember, if you want any pictures of your favorite artists, or even of old H.H., just write to Hunting with Hunter, Box 00-00, Hollywood, California. That's Hunting with Hunter, Box 00-00, Hollywood, California. This is Hunter Hancock speaking to you direct from Hollywood, inviting you to be with us again tomorrow when it's again time to go hunting with Hunter, when we'll hunt for the latest and greatest records which run the musical gamut from bebop to ballads. Swing to sweet. And blues to boogie. Featuring some of the greatest and most popular Negro musicians, singers, and entertainers in the world.
From Hollywood, Teletape Productions have presented Hunter Hancock, Southern California's greatest blues and rhythm disc jockey, and his terrific transcribed program, Huntin' with Hunter. Be sure to join us tomorrow when Teletape Productions will again bring you Huntin' with Hunter, featuring the one and only Hunter Hancock.